Devotion is a rebirth. Ordinary people are devoted to all kinds of things, but they don't know about devotion. Devotion can only happen when your heart, your spirit is touched by something sacred, something so beautiful that you forget all about who you are and your mind and your ego, and you just fall down. That is grace. Then you want to be devoted to that. It comes like a shadow. If you have never been touched, it's impossible to be devoted, to surrender. And that is the second birth, what Jesus talks about also, all the mystics talks about. Because now they've been touched. And then, of course, now, to be devoted to that which is most beautiful, most sacred, is very easy, because you have felt it. So in devotion then, you are safe, because now you have surrendered to something bigger than you. Otherwise, it's only me, 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 your whole life, me, me, me. Little problems, little problems, little problems. All that goes in surrendering, in devotion. No, you are a part. You want to serve something that is bigger. Then all your little problems disappear because you are in the service of something much, much more big. It's the easiest way to get rid of all problems. But no ego wants to surrender, and no ego can have any devotion in the heart, because they only want to serve themselves. And you have to be ready to become an instrument for the whole. So God, existence itself, can play on you. You don't need to think about making any music. Music is being created through you. There was one woman mystic called Daya, who had been with her master, Charandas, the whole life. And how is it that the women, the devotees, take care? They just do little things, whatever is needed. Serving the food, cleaning, massage, doing some errands, washing. If you are devoted, then that no meditation is needed, because you are serving love. That is how you serve the Guru. And in this way she got enlightened, because she forgot herself, just focused on the Master, on love, on service, being available. So this Charandas said to Daya, take the woe of the tortoise, withdraw your senses, and bring awareness to your breath. Be like the tortoise, just pull in your arms and your legs. Come back to yourself, go in. That is what the turtle is doing. Huh? Any danger, it just pull in. It disappear. The head, the legs, the arms, everything goes inside. Boof. And you don't see anything. Is it alive or not? That is just like a meditator. You just withdraw all your senses in. You disappear from the outside. And that is the magic of meditation. you withdraw from this world into your inner world, into your inner universe. So you're totally aware of what's going on, but you are not influenced by it. You are centered in your own being. And that is what the Master wants to teach you. How not to be so involved in all the dramas, in everything that is pulling you out, that making you confused. They all say, come back. Be aware how you use your senses. These beautiful senses that you have, seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, all these feeling senses can take you out, away from yourself. Or they can bring you back, depending on your sensitivity, on your consciousness. So the Master is saying, be like the tortoise, take the vow of surrendering. Withdraw your senses and bring awareness to your breath. That is just like all the enlightened ones said, just be aware of something that is happening in the moment, like your breath. Relax everything and come back. Withdraw your senses from all your confusion, your thoughts, your problems. And the miracle is then when you withdraw yourself, when you center yourself, then your own intelligence, your clarity, can deal with anything that is happening in your daily life. But if you don't know how to come back to your center, then it becomes overwhelming. And that's why people go crazy. That's why they are so stressed. Because you get lost in the little things. You have forgotten how to come back, to find peace, to have a rest. If you learn this, to come back to yourself, to stop, then it's just fun to get involved because you have a distance to it. You are clear. It's never too much. But you have to learn the balance. Without saying anything, without no beads in your hands, remembrance continues within. The Master is saying, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to say any mantras. You don't need to do your beads. You don't need to do any prayer. You don't need to do anything if you are connected. If your remembrance continues within. That is the link. You have a connection in the inner, in your heart, in your soul. Krishna says in the Gita, remember me and I will save you. That is the only thing that is needed. Always think of me and you are safe. Because you remember something that will connect you with that which is sacred. That's the power of all the statues of the Buddha, or the pictures of the Master, of the Guru. You are remembered. You remember something. You stay connected. Remembrance continues within. Only a rare person can experience this. It is the grace of the Master, says Daya. It is the grace of the Master, because she knows that without the Master you would never have come across it. Where in this world do you see that? What is reminding you of it? Yes, when you first are connected, then you can be reminded anywhere. But you need something to remind you, some proof. You have to be touched. And Daya says, only by the grace of the Master could this happen. And it happens only to a few. Because the world is so tempting that again and again you get lost in the desires, in the dreams, in your actions, in your talking, in your thinking. Stay connected. Remembrance continues within. Only a rare person experiences this. It is the grace of the Master, says Daya. This only a disciple can say. The world doesn't know about these mysteries. Dear Master Swa, on Friday I was invited to write a letter to you together with the application for sannyas. At first I found it almost impossible to do and got exhausted by all the worlds swirling around my head. My mind kept me awake for hours during the first night, busy trying to construct some meaningful sentences. Forget it. You don't need to construct any meaningful sentences. If you have only said, beloved master, blah, 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 I would understand it anyway. And if you rewrite something really nice, spiritual, and I said, this is just bullshit. You cannot trick me anyway. But straight from my heart, I just wanted to tell you that I had come for the weekend to ask if you would accept me as your sannyasin. So that's the link why you had to go through this, my dear. Straight from your heart. How does it feel to go straight from your heart? How does that feel? It was easy. Yeah, so how come we are so used to getting confused with all these words and you can't sleep? It's easy. My middle name is easy. Follow that which is easy, my dear. Follow your heart. You have to have the courage. The heart, the magic with the heart, as soon as you connect, then it knows. You just have to learn to put that out. Because ordinary people, what you have to say, you have to behave, you have to have, you do this, behave in this way, all that. No, 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 just be straight from the heart. That language I understand totally. Straight from the heart, I wanted to tell. Yeah, very good. Actually, this is more a begging than asking. I believe it has taken me 18 years to come to this point. No, you see, Inga, 3 years is nothing. 18 years. No, the pull towards you has become too strong, impossible to repress or ignore. I have nothing more to lose in the world. Sometimes it has to come to that, Therese. There's nothing wrong with that. Because then maybe you are totally ready. The Buddha said that 2,500 years ago. If you are ready for sannyas, come. Otherwise, go and suffer more in the world. Maybe not exactly those words, but that's what I'm saying anyway. We're the same family, so he's like, okay. He's just giggling, okay, that Baba is there, yeah. It has been 18 years since I got introduced to Osho. I think I instantly got attracted to it. Thank you, Swara, for letting me come here, sharing this wonderful space with me. In this loving energy field and environment, I can heal and learn to love myself. At your feet, Teresa. We need a loving energy field and environment to heal ourselves. It's totally true. Because we are so used to always be on guard and protected. But here, all that protection can just relax. You don't need that. And then the healing starts at once. Maybe it takes time because of this old habit. 18 years, and not only 18 years, 80 years, for lifetimes, we've been on guard, we've been suspicious. So all that is deep in our system. So many times it's even difficult to believe what is happening here. And for many people, they come for a retreat and then, oh, they totally open and flower, but then they fall back again because they can't take care of it. Then it becomes just like a memory. And you have to be devoted to something if it's going to work. And this is the biggest art, is the art of living, of being. Just if you want to play the guitar, it can take years. What to say about this? You have to be devoted to something if you want it. And maybe you are there now, Teresa. Because you have to be involved and you have to come to heal yourself, to be in the right environment, and you know that. So you can more and more just speak from your heart, straight. And it's very easy. It's just that we have not trusted the heart so much, because the whole society is just thinking from the head. You say, I have nothing to lose in the world. And it's impossible to repress or ignore. It's becoming too strong. It just means that your understanding is going deeper, Teresa. You're seeing things more clearly, how the world is, how things are. No, why not live instead? And live totally. You have nothing to lose now. Then try and don't hold yourself back. What are you doing there in your life, Teresa?
I have taken 1 year free.
1 year free, no? Good. Then focus as much as you can here in the retreats, then see what happens, okay? And have fun with it, okay? Straight from the heart, okay? Okay. Beloved, I just wanted to share what happened tonight. I've been moping around lately, feeling no purpose and little joy, just being bored. I was given Puneet's letter to type up now, and I just started laughing and crying. It reminded me how much there is to be grateful for and what I am really here for. My cold, dreamy state melted into a feeling of warmth and being at home. This is so crazy. I hope he feels better too. He does. I guess it's easier to see things from the side. Like when it's my struggle, it's so serious and so gloomy. But when it's someone else's, I feel more light and loving about it. It's such a gift to have the support of the Sangha. Thank you. Thank you again and again and again. Thank you. At your feet forever, Devadasha. And it's true, Dasha. And you have to catch yourself many times. It's much easier when you see it from the outside. Because we get so involved in our own little story. And that's all what I do here. I give you a distance, a clarity to see your own story. No, when you were transcribing his letter, then you saw. And you recognized yourself. And this is how easy it is and how silly it looks like when you look at it from the outside. But again and again we do it. And we can try to help our friends, but it's very difficult when you are in it yourself. That was all what was needed to start laughing and crying. It reminded me how much there is to be grateful for and what I'm really here for. And that's what you have to remember, what you are really here for. Not these little things. And always be positive. We all have to do many things in life. But I tell you, you can enjoy everything. It has so much with your state of mind and where you are. And especially here, you have to learn how you can enjoy everything. It doesn't matter. Everything can be a meditation. But I will shake you when I see you so gloomy, okay? Don't worry. We all have to do that. I have given you the permission. You can just kick each other butts, tickle or something. It depends how gloomy, because if you are really gloomy, then it can be a problem. So you have to be sensitive also. What degree of gloominess there is. It is it's a fine line. If it's beyond like 5, then it can be a problem. That if you say, hey, 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 don't be, oh, boom, like that. So you have to feel it out, okay? Don't listen to me, I'm just giving you hints. May the gloom be over forever. And this mooping, I never heard about this mooping before. I'm introducing you to like joy, happiness, and you're like mooping. I mean, be a little conscious what you share. Thank you. First, you have to become real and happy and clean. Then you can share it. Thank you. the whole world is full of heavy, gloomy, mooping somebodies. What we need is happy, light nobodies. Relax. Don't worry. Ha ha ha.